This is Emma.
I'm Alyssa.
And interviewing
Judy Batchelor.
How old are you?
74.
Where'd you grow up?
In Nash County, around Taylor's Crossroads.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
I had two. Dr. High in Nashville, really high. And after he retired, Joseph Liverman from, I'd say by the time I was 15 till current.
What was it about the doctor that you admired or appreciated?
Dr. Liverman was a very kind soul. He took good care of his patients, and it didn't matter if you were sick that day, whether he saw you at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 8 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night. He stayed until all of his patients were taken care of.
Okay. Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your home?
Oh, yes. Dr. Liverman, before they became part of Horace Willis, Dr. Liverman, if you needed him at home, he came. Yes.
Do you remember a specific time, like for something, I don't know, like anything specific, a time he came?
When my mother got ill once, and we just didn't feel like she needed to get out of the house, so he came out. And Dr. High in Nashville also did that. He would come to your house. And he came out a couple of times when my dad was sick. Doctors don't do that now.
No. Country doctors are often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationships they have with their patients. Is a doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How does this rank with other attributes, such as doctor's technical skill, availability, or reputation?
Repeat that again.
How does this rank with other attributes, such as doctor's technical skill, availability, or reputation?
So what's the most important to you?
Well, I think their bedside manner, their caring of their patients. You know, a doctor's good if he goes to length to get what is needed for you, and if he can't figure it out, a good doctor will say, let's go somewhere. Let's either go to another doctor or a hospital. They don't keep trying when they know that you need further help. That's a good doctor.
What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team?
Well, I want them to be good. I want their credentials to be good. But I think having a bedside manner that you really care for people and help people and don't scream at you for something. You know, sometimes doctors get irritated with patients because they don't do what they're told to do, and they have a right, but then you have to know how to handle that. You have to have that patient passion to make sure that you're talking to them in a good manner.
Some people describe the work of the family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yes.
Do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or available treatments?
Oh, yes.
Do you have any other stories of any other specific times that you were sick and you had to see a country doctor, or any like major sickness that you got when you were younger?
I got real sick with the flu. I've only had it one time, but I got really sick, and that was when I was totally under Dr. Liverman. And my mother-in-law took me up to his office in Nashville. I was so dehydrated from throwing up and everything, and I was really sick. And he actually put me in a room on a bed and gave me fluids until he felt like I should go back home. And that was almost unheard of. Yeah, they wouldn't do that now. They'd send you over to the ER.
Do you remember getting any shots or vaccines when you were younger?
Oh, yes. I had all the vaccines. You had to go to school, measles, mumps, all kinds of stuff.
Where did you get them?
Back in the day, you could either get them at school. They gave them at school, or you could go to your doctor's office. But I got mine at Cooper School. The nurse came out to go to school.
Do you have any questions? Do you remember any, like, herbal medicines that your doctor made you take for years?
I don't. My mother was all about herbal medicine. And she used a lot of them because she had arthritis. And actually, they did her well. And she always kept Dr. Littleman informed of what she was doing and what she was taking. So,
what do you feel was more effective, the home remedies that your mother would make or the actual, like, prescriptions or medications from the doctors?
Well, it's always a combination, but the thing that you have to know is these prescriptions are made for specific situations, specific injuries or specific illnesses. And even though the natural things keep you going and maybe help you get healthier, I think the medical prescriptions is what you need to get over a sickness.
Do you have any other questions?
Do you believe doctors were more hands-on back then than they are now, like with their patients?
More informed? I think they had more time. And yes, I think you felt like you could ask questions and sit there and talk to them. And I think medicine today is quick and fast. They've got so many patients, they kind of have to push them through. So it's medicine is very different now, very different.
I think that's good. That was good information. Thank you, Grandma.
I was the last